nice. Varun mentioned yesterday from the Altanya that Avraham Avinu made the cheshbonos of Emunah. The cheshbonos were simple cheshbonos. Why do you need Avraham Avinu to? Why didn't everybody else come up with the same conclusion? So he said, the Altanya says that Mr. Kuda, that Avraham Avinu had the meat of his spirals. That he did things with enthusiasm. He did things with had a mice a little bit different kinach. That I was in Dayton, Ohio for a seed program. And Rob asked me, there's a fellow who was involved in Bible criticism. Would I mind talking with him? I said, fine. So the fellow comes in, he has questions, proofs that the Bible was written by different people because, you know, there's theorism, different types of narratives, etc. And he says to me, you know, why, how to get involved in this? He's reading a book written by a conservative rabbi, nonetheless, about proving the Bible is not from God. Because he went to a discovery weekend and from Aish, and they prove that the Torah is divine. And well, if the Torah is divine, it's the truth, he has to change his lifestyle. He doesn't want to change his lifestyle, so he wants to prove the Torah is not divine. That was his motivation. He was very honest and upfront with me. So he told me, he says, some of my friends said to me, listen, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. Like, you know, he says, Rabbi, I can't do that. If it's the truth, I have to do it. But I don't want to do it, so I'm going to prove it's not the truth. But the option of, if it's true, but I won't do it anyway, did not exist for him. That worked to my advantage, actually, because let's discuss your rayas. So he brought the first raya. So yeah, it's a good question. You know, Rashi asked the question. Who's Rashi? So I told him, Rashi says, did the rabbi who write this book know? Yeah, of course you know Rashi. So here's a person whose whole being was written based on emes, and here was this person writing this book was not being honest 100%. He's like coming with his wonderful, powerful questions that, you know, how do you answer? Well, Rashi had first few questions that he asked were all Rashi's, the next one was a Radak. And I said, you know, come on, you know, forget it. And the book lost all credibility by him because his whole being was emes. Avraham Avinu, if it was true, he had to do it. A lot of people, okay, so what? Fascinating piece of information, but it's not Makayah for me, it doesn't change me. There's a wonderful sefer from the Chazon Ish called Emunah B'Tochen, and in the first parak he talks about the Emunah, and what he does with the Emunah, he makes the cheshbonos, which, you know, many other people make, the pell of the eye and the pell of the... But he takes it a step further. And that step further is much different than I think some of the other works which talk about these type of calculations. And fascinating. He says, a person comes to a calculation that there's somebody who made, that there's a being which made the eye. Obviously he had a purpose. Because it fits into a plan. There's this phenomenal world, but if a human being could not take in all the information about how to use the world, it wouldn't make any sense. So the Bereshit gave him ability to get phenomenal amount of information, and he gave him the eye. He says now that he has information, if he can't act upon it, so what does it help him having an eye if he can't act upon it? So he gave him hands. He can't move to get to places, so it's very limited. So he gave him feet. And he goes through step by step. Like, he came from a different angle. What would be if a human being would not have an eye? Yes, an eye is a you could sit there and be nispoiled from the intricacy of the eye and the details of the eye, and it doesn't make any sense, and the processes of the eye doesn't make any sense unless there was a creator. He takes it... But why? there must be he can't. Why? It must be for something else. There's a reason. There's a plan. There's a direction. A human being needs to be able to absorb information. He needs to be able to absorb. An eye is one that does it wonderfully. Okay, so there's an eye. He needs to be able to act upon it. And he goes through 8 or 9 sections developing this step by step. That there's a direction, there's a purpose, there's a goal. Mentioned from Sefer Zissel has this aura that Avram is one of the greatest philosophers which ever walked the face of the earth. He lived in a society which was totally the antithesis of what his, and he threw his own mind and his thinking and questioning and challenging and probing. He's able to come up to a whole world system which didn't exist until then. The greatest philosopher which ever walked the face of the earth. Chaker HaGadol. At the same time, this same person is the Baal Chesed par excellence. There's nobody greater than Avraham Avinu in the Midah of Chesed. So we could possibly conclude, mistakenly conclude, that these two things happen to be two interesting things about Avraham Avinu. It happens to be he was a phenomenal Baal Machshava, and he really thought a lot about different things, and he came to very strong conclusions. And at the same time, he was also a big Baal Chesed, and liked to do things for people. It's a toast. It's not correct. That's not the correct understanding. Avraham Avinu didn't do what he did because he liked Chesed. Avraham Avinu did what he did because he understood an understanding of the world, that there's a very Olam which created the world, directs the world, has a purpose for the world, and is doing it because he cares about the world. And he understood that if that is so, a human being can have no greater calling than being similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing the same thing. So Avraham Avinu was able to be the Baal Chesed that he was because he was emulating his Creator, and his understanding of the Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't a havana. Yes, there is a Bari Olam. That wasn't the message that he understood. There was a Bari Olam who did it b'chesed. There is a Bari Olam who did it b'tuvay. Bari Olam which cares. Says the difference between the getchka that the Avodah Zarah Nick had and Avraham Avinu was that. Rashi says, Elohim Acherim, Acherim lo evdeyim. They don't respond. They don't care. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. When I need him, he ain't there for me. And the Bari Olam has a cheshbon. He is a mate. The Russian did it with a cheshbon. Avraham Avinu didn't see, in other words, I think the challenge with most of you, these books, they work on Amunah, is they take you to the point of Amunah that there's a Creator, and a person with his thought processes can think about it, can work on himself, and they're wonderful works, and they can come to that. Yes, it's not logical that a human being came into existence by himself. It's not logical. Evolution is not logical. The mathematical odds are impossible. Yes, Avraham Avinu did not stop there. That's not. He took it to a whole different shlach. But why did the Bari Olam do it? What was his interest in this? And what does that machayev mean? Why am I here? What role do I have? What's the goal for me? When Avraham Avinu saw that, and he then was able to act upon his convictions. In other words, okay, so fascinating intellectual conversation, scintillating, we enjoy it very much, and go back to life as it is. No, he couldn't. The stylus that he had, I think that's what, you know, that's the kuda which the Baal Tanya is saying, that he couldn't live with himself if he didn't do the right thing. And that was Machayev him that gave him the energy, to do and to accomplish and to build and to speak to people and to impact people. The Aruch Chaim Rosh in Ois Chavav, he says that a person, the mitzvah of Muna, which we have, is a mitzvah of Anocha Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzitzicha Me'eretz Yisrael Me'beis Avodim. So he's answering the question which Rebbe Rashi asked the question, the Ramban brings it, the Ibn Ezra and the Kuzari asked the question, why Asher Tzitzicha Me'eretz Yisrael? Why not Asher Barasi Shemayim Bo'aretz? And he says that any person who is not Maimon, Asher Tzitzicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Af Be'Anochi Hashem Elokecha Eino Maimon. If you don't believe in Yitzias Mitzrayim, you don't believe in Anochi Hashem Elokecha either. And for Tech HaDvorim, he brings Pesukim to bolster it. The message that he's saying is, Klai Yisrael learned in Yitzias Mitzrayim, not that there's a Bari Olam. The Muslim also knew there was a Bari Olam. They called them the God of the Gods, the Elah of the Elah. That they learned the Bereshim is Ichbasle. The Bereshim cares. The Bereshim is interested. The Bereshim is involved. The Bereshim knows. The Bereshim. That's a whole different God than the God of the Goyim. This high, most exalted God that they have. He's one which is involved. If you don't believe in Asher Tzitzicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Af B'Nechah Hashem Elokecha Eino Maimon, that's not the very Olam that we believe in. We don't believe in a very Olam. There's a very Olam. We believe in a very Olam. An Imam in B'Munah Shleim of the Rambam says that there's Yud Gimel Yikorim. If you stop after the first five, you're not a Maimon. So the first five is the existence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he's a Yochid. And that he has no limitations, and he's the Rishon, he's the Acharon. Okay, that's wonderful. You can't stop there, but he has a plan. He has a direction for the world. He's a Meitiv. He has a Schar, there's Einish. There's going to be a Tchias Amesim, which will be that the Gufal also gets Schar Einish. And he gave you the vehicle and the Kalim to get there through the Torah. So if a person believes in the first five Ikarim, that's wonderful. The Chiddush Avram was able to get all of that out of Bria Shemayim V'Oretz. So we have Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we have Matan Torah, and we are through the Bereshit Dinei Chesed, and he says, you guys are not going to get it from Bria Shemayim V'Oretz alone. So I'll give you Yitzias Mitzrayim. You'll see the Bereshit is involved, and he does care, and he does know. And so obviously, he has a reason why he's made it. And you want, I'll give you the kalim, which will give you the direction, and give you the answers, and motivate you. And Avram was able to get all of that through his hispanus and Bria Shemayim words. We said then, spoke about this before, said then, there's another connection to it. The connection between Chesed and Emunah. The greatest impediment to a person's Emunah is one's own Gaiva. Stifel writes a letter, Garris says, Barakum Anusim. It's been tested and tried. When a person works on his mitzvah of gaiva and removes the gaiva, the sveikas of emunah leave him. All sveikas of emunah, he says, the root is in the mitzvah of gaiva. The logical mitzvah of a human being is that he is a nivra of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it help me? So I'm not Moshe Rabbeinu. The message is that the Bereshit gave us Moshe, and he gave us the Torah, and he gave us a way which is logical. A person is a nivra. That is a logical thing. I'm not asking you a big thing. I'm asking you to recognize a reality. The relationship between a nivra and the bere has chiyuvim. That is logical. I don't need any great thought process for that. It is logical, and a human being should then act upon that. the one Yetzer Hara that I have is I do not, the most elemental Yetzer Hara that we have is not to want to be a Nivra. The Yetzer Hara comes to Adam Rishon and Gan Eden and he says, V'yisim kelukim. Right now, it's the relationship is you're a Nivra. I can make you into a God also. Adam says, yeah, I'm interested. It's Tov Lamaret, it's Nechmad Lahaskil, and it's a wonderful plan. I said over from the Terrace of Rome, the River Rome Gadzinski, Hashem Yikim Doma, that he talks about a Gemara in Sanhedrin Perchelik. The Gemara says that Atanina has asked Rabbeinu HaKadosh, says, at what moment does the Yetzer Hara enter into the human being? So, time of the Yetzirah Havlad, or at the time of the Yetzirah when it leaves the mother. So Rabbi says, B'shas the Yetzirah when it's created. So Dina says it can't be. It doesn't make sense. Because in Cain, he'll be boyf b'imah b'yotzeh. He'll kick through the rechem and he'll come out. So it must be the Yetzirah enters into the person B'shas the Yetzirah from the mother. Rabbi says, Dabrazel, I learned from Antoninus, that's Pshat Leposek, Lepesel Chatas Revitz. That's the Gemara. So let's be misburdened on this Gemara. What Yetzirah is there for the Vlad to want to leave the Rebbe? What Yetzirah is there? I said this over before, but let's think about it again. What Yetzirah is there? Because I'll say, more neither, that there's no moment in a person's life which he is sure b'tayva that he's in a good situation as much and as great as the moments that he's in his mother's tzom. There's a nair which he has al roshay. He sees m'sefer elam atzayfay. He learns Torah with a malach. He's totally taken care of. He's secure. He's warm. What yitzahara is there to leave? Furthermore, when you leave, you die. Because the child is not formed yet to be able to live outside of that realm. And Antonina says, he's going to be bayit b'ima v'yotzeh. He's desiring something which is so powerful that he's willing to die for it. And that's the power of the Yetzer Hara. Atzei Kach, the river says, you know what, you're right, it cannot be. And that Yetzer Hara is the Yetzer Hara of not having limitations. Not having an oil. Don't tell me what to do. And there I am cramped. I'm limited. I cannot do whatever I want. I want to go out. I will die if I go out. But I want to go out. This is the expression of the knee of the person. Rukhan Lezer says that Gaiv is the Via Vosatumma. And I think it's simple why Gaiv is the Via Vosatumma. Because every Tumma, every Taiva, every Yetzihara always starts with the word Ani. I want this. I want that. I want. But there has to be an Ani first. I want independent existence. I do not want to be a Nivra. I do not want to submit. This is the most elemental Yetzer Hara. And that's what the stipler is saying. And that's the Yetzer Hara which does not allow a person to say, yes, I am a Nivra. There's a Bari and I'm a Nivra. That's the Yetzer Hara which says that a person can see something which is totally illogical, I don't want it, and it's bad for me, and I'll do it, because I like to live uncontrolled. Obviously it's not a good Yetzer Hara. So what do? Every time a person takes his desire, takes his decision, his mind, says, I want X, or I don't want X, and I submit anyway, I'm being mechazik in myself that I am not in my own rishus. and I'm chazik myself that I'm a nivra, totally in the burray, and a mela, I have to do what I have to do. So the avoida cannot be an avoida of seichel, because in the seichel there's this fight which says, I hear everything you're saying, it can be totally true, I do not want to do it. This fellow came in, you know, the big Baal Emes. We learned together a few times. And, you know, remember, he came in because, if it's true, Rabbi, I got to do it. But I don't want it to be true because I don't want to do it. Well, he hit a brick wall. He stopped coming. We had two sessions. First session, I went through three Rashis with him, and then I went through, and he saw where this is going. And with all of his desire for Emes, he stopped coming. Maybe one day he came later, I don't know, some point in his life. But he didn't come back that summer, he didn't come back the next summer that I was there. And as far as the Rav told me, he didn't hear from him during the year either. He's searching for Emes. But it's hard. It's phenomenally hard to give up a life, to give up a lifestyle, to give up a lifetime. To submit is the most powerfully difficult thing. I've told you many times. The first time I heard about the Manchester Yeshiva, that he didn't make a move without calculating in his mind whether he should do it or not. My first response to that wasn't, wow, that's wonderful. My first response is, I don't want to live like that. It took me years to say, I'm obviously not living like that, but I would like to live like that. That should be my goal in life. I want to live that I'm totally an Eved. The greatest toyar that Bershom gives to his tzaddikim is that they're Eved Hashem. Moshe Avdi Meis. This is Sefer Yeshua starts. We want to write the epitaph for Moshe Rabbeinu's kever. There's no much Sefer there. So the Sefer Torah is coming to Yeshua. Says, okay, Yeshua, I'm now going to talk about Moshe and give him his title that he deserves. What's the title that he deserves? Moshe Avdi. Abraham was called Avdi. Yaakov was called Avdi. Altiri Avdi. Yaakov. The tzaddikim were all called Avdi. The greatest mitzvah is of a nivra. And that's the unfairness of the Yetzirah. You want to exist. Human being desires that he should be an ani. He wants to have existence because a human being understands deep down that he's not really, doesn't really exist. What is he? He's a figment of Kadosh Baruch Hu's imagination. I want to exist. I want to be. I want to have being. And I'm going to get my being by denying the reality of the Bore, so I can then exist. The result of that is avodah, is destruction. Yetzirah is selling you the broken bridge. You're worse than that. The way you do exist is by connecting to existence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You want to exist, you want to be an ani, you want to be something. Eved Melech is Melech. And that is the counterfeit of the Yetzer Hara. He's counterfeiting existence. The real existence of a human being, you want to be something, yes, you can be something. Because the more you make yourself part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and you submit to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more you are a reality. Tzadikim b'misasim kriyim chayim. Rishon b'chayim kriyim mason. There's nothing there. It's not a reality. He's selling you the Brooklyn Bridge. There's Every generation has its Avodah Zarah. It's challenge. We're living in Golus Eder. The Dessler has a aura why Golus Eder is so long. He says each one of the Goliaths Klaus is to be tested against that Midah which that Umar represents, and when it finally overcomes that Midah, the Golus has no purpose anymore and it ends. Says the Golus of Adam was the Golus of Gaiva. The Midah of Adam is the Midah of Gaiva. Says a physical Yetzihara has a limit. A person Taiva at some point ends. He just gets sick of it. A Ruchni Sticker Yetzihara has no limits. I think if you look at our generation, what they put on a pedestal is the human mind. The power of the human mind to accomplish, to know, will unlock the secrets of the universe with the human mind. If you read some of the works which are written at the beginning, like around 1900, people, you know, it was the beginning of a new century, and the Enlightenment had come, and the technological advances already of that time. And you see them picturing the beauty of the world is going to come. We're going to accomplish peace. Now the world understands things better. We're going to create peace. We're going to create comfort for everybody. We're going to remove hunger from the world with all of our knowledge. And on and on and on. And we look back at it, it says there probably was no century which destroyed more human lives than the 20th century. But they put the human mind on a pedestal. So the Steiper comes along and tells me that the greatest impediment to Emuna is Gaiva. We have a generation of people who are not Maminim. Which came first? The Yetzirah of putting the human mind on the pedestal, the Gaiva, the human mind can do whatever it wants. It's totally in control of its destiny. Just a little more, we're going to take care of everything. Created a generation of atheism. It couldn't be any other way. And it feeds upon itself. Well, if there's nothing there, so we're going to do it. There's nothing stopping us. Samela. And they can't break out of the cycle. The way you break out of the cycle is a person comes to the car and says, it's not working. Like the alcohol, you know, was in the cycle and he's stuck. Avodah Zarah is not logical. It was the Yetzer Hara, but it wasn't logical. The same, you know, we want to get a little bit of a window into the world of the Yetzer Hara. So, Rupinko says this. Aura says he was once visited by one of the people, a major genius in computer writing softwares and hardware and figuring out major genius. And he walks in, and the fellow's playing games on his computer. He says, "You're a phenomenal going in computer eye. What are you doing? Wasting your time? You could just be creating new things and accomplishing and doing." He says, "You're 100% right. I cannot control myself." It means I know it's 100% wrong. I know it's a total waste of my time. And the same guy who smokes says, "I know it's wrong." And the guy who has problems with diabetes and he still overeats, he knows it's not good for him. I know it's going to kill me. That's the Yetzirah of kicking through the stomach and say, I'm going out. I don't want to be limited. I want to do what I want to do because I want to do it. It some point in the person's life, it doesn't work. Just like, bam! That's the alcoholic who hits rock bottom. That's when you start recovery. And Rabbi Twersky has brought the 12 step of the recovery process back into the attention of the Yidden over here. He says, I can't do it myself. I admit that there's a Bari Olam, which is a greater power which exists, which leads me to someone. We hope that the world should come to Hakar that they're not doing it. And they need to look for a higher source. That's our tefillah, that's our hope. Each individual in his life, he says, the person feels he has this Yetzirah. And it's Yetzirah, just the shame Yetzirah. And it's illogical, it doesn't make sense. The guy says, you know, famous line about stopping the smoke is very easy. I've done it thousands of times. And every time he says, this, how does he start again? Just one cigarette. An alcoholic is just one drink. And the person who's baffled during the test, just one, I'll just tell him one story. Now, you know that for 97 times before, that one story has always lasted longer than you wanted it to. This time it'll be different. I will control myself this time. I will not do it. I will not say Lashon Hara this time. You've said it. It's not logical. That is the Koach of Yetzer. It's totally illogical. I know I'm destroying myself. I don't want to do this. But I do it anyway. You almost feel like, as if you cannot, it's El Zor B'Shemekuf Adam. It's in control. It's the Yetzer Hara of not submitting to a reality greater than yourself. You can't do it. One sort of Hara. Messiah with this order. Moore says that Yitzhak Shalom, Mark Dush, Moore says Yitzhak Shalom is Misgabrilo Bakol Yom, Miskarishal Bakol Yom. The Molokarish Borko, Oizo Laha Yokol. The Yitzhak comes every day, and it's Miskarish, it's Misgabrilo. And without his Kodesh Baruch help, you will not succeed. Now, what is the purpose of the Yetzer Hara? To give in to Yetzer Hara? Hashem created the Yetzer Hara for a reason. Not to give in to the Yetzer Hara. That's not the purpose of the Yetzer Hara. The purpose of the Yetzer Hara is to overcome it and get scarred. Here, Rabbi Gemara telling me that a human being cannot overcome the Yetzer Hara. So, Hashem created a system which doesn't work. He created a system with the whole tachlis is to overcome the Yetzer Hara. And the word tells you cannot overcome the Yetzer Hara. So what's that? How does the system work? It doesn't make sense. The answer, that's not the purpose of the system. The purpose of the system is a person understand that he needs a Kadosh Baruch Hu in his life. The purpose of the system is not to overcome the Yetzer Hara. The purpose of the system is to understand you need a Kadosh Baruch Hu to help you to overcome the Yetzer Hara. And therefore you will turn to the Bari Olam. And that works wonderfully. When a person finally realizes he cannot do it himself, yes, there's a very island. And it calls him on, you think you can do it yourself? You're feeding on the Yetzirah of Eden, the Yetzirah of the Gaiva, that I can do it myself. And that's totally the antithesis of what we're trying to accomplish. That's not the meter which Avraham Avinu gave us, the Yerusha. The meter, we look for a moon in our lives. We look for Yer Shemayim in our lives. It's because the hisbonenus that there is a tachlis, there's a goal, there's a purpose, and there's one who gave that purpose and gave that goal, and he's looking for me to follow that, and he cares about me, and he wants to be mated to me, and I understand that I must do it because it's the right thing to do, and it's the truth to the point that I'm willing to change. And I'm talking about the fryer, I'm talking about the fruma, you know. We're willing to change. Our lifestyles don't fit the reality. The reality is, it's going to come here Medin, and they're going to pull out Gemara Brachas. Okay, start. Name the Sikar. They give you the Zohar says you get 180 days to Darshan. Every person gets 180 days in Shemayim to Darshan. And they take out the Gemara Brachas and say, read. So he gets stuck, you know. hopefully, you know, on Daf Kofei, not on Daf Bebei is the second line, you know. I don't know. They say, okay, what were you doing? You were supposed to know Torah. What are you doing? Okay, let's try Shabbos. Okay, Yetzias Shabbos. Okay. You know that either? It's not going to be happening with you in Shemayim. That's the reality. We don't live a reality like that. We don't live a reality like that. We're not driven. Avraham Avinu was a driven man. He changed his life. He was a driven man. He gave that Yerusha to us. It was day, it was night, there was no Yom, there was no Laila. He wants to know the Creator. He wants to connect with the Creator through his mind. He wants to connect with him through his Meisim. We don't live that reality. Rabbi Appin says, okay, I kept the Torah. Great. They take out Shulchan Aruch and they go Sif by Sif. Aruch Chaim, Siman Aleph, Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. Through Sif Tes. Okay? Siman Beis. And they go step by step and they tell you how many times you didn't do it. We don't live that reality. We're not driven. We're not driven people. Avraham Avinu was a driven person. His emunah affected him. And that's what we're hoping for. That's what we're striving for. That's what it's an emunah, which is not emunah, which remains a fascinating philosophical concept. It's an emunah which is translated into the reality of chesed, translated into the reality of das bari, seeking to understand that a Gemara bothers. I need to know this Gemara. I need to chazur, I need to memorize it. I need to know it. I understand it. Because that's the Rosh Hashanah's message to me. That's our goal.